Okay, today is beginning of Maseches Pesachim. We're on Daf Beis. We're in the first Mishnah. Everybody knows this Mishnah. Everybody knows what Pesachim is about. It's about Pesach. Everyone says, why is it called Pesachim? Why is it plural? Right? The answer is because really it's two. The Masechta really originally, maybe once upon a time, was really two Masechtas. It was about Pesach and then about the Korban Pesach, which is a separate Inyan. Or maybe it was Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. There's various reasons why it's in plural. There's really no need to give an introduction. Everyone knows what Pesach is. And we'll start the Mishnah right away. The Daf this week is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Leil Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shol Pinchas, Shalom Shalav and Aliyah. And the Mishnah starts off, Or L'Arba Asar. We're going to translate that as on the night of the 14th. But the word Or means light. It's a funny word to use to say night. Or La'aba Asar, on the night of the 14th, which is the night before Erev Pesach, the night going into Erev Pesach, that night, Bod Kinesa Chameit La'or Haner. You search, it doesn't mean you search Chameit. You search for Chameit. La'or Haner, by the light of a candle. Why do you search for Chameit? Why? Why do you do Bedikas Chameit altogether? Why? So Rashi says, on the second line, Shelo yaver olav b'bal yiroa u'bal yimatze. So you shouldn't come to be over on bal yiroa and bal yimatze. There's an isser in the Torah not to own any chametz, not to have any chametz in your possession on Pesach. How are you going to know if you have chametz in your house? You got to search the house. Okay? That's what Rashi says. That's why you're doing bedikas chametz. Tosfos says, that can't be right. It sounds so obvious. It sounds so pashut. What else could be the answer? Why else are you doing bedikas chametz? Why else? So Tosfos says, on top, we're not going to read the whole Tosfos, but half of it. Pirish Bekuntris, Rashi says, Shalo lavro lav bal yiro bal yimatzei. I do bedikas chametz, so I shouldn't come to be over on bal yiro bal yimatzei. Says, Vakasha Lari. Lari says, that's very difficult. Why? To kivon the tzarech bittel. Since you're going to have to be mevatel chametz, you're going to have to be mevatel your chametz, kid'amalugbegemara, like we're going to learn later in the Gemara, that bittel is a requirement. You have to be mevatel it, which means it's not mine. I'm getting rid of it. Habodek tzarech sheyivatel. If you do bedika, you have to do bittel anyway. Umid oraisa bebittel ba'al masagi. Amid the oraisa, all you have to do is bittel. That's all you have to do. And hereby being vatal, my chametz to me is worthless. Right? My chametz, we said we all do this. We all do this. And he said, my chametz to me is mamish worthless. If you do that, so that's good enough. You don't have to do anything else. You can have your cabinets can be stock full of chametz, and all you're doing is you're being mevatel them. So I don't have to do bedika. Right? Amai hutzrichu chacham bedika klal. Why is there a bedika altogether? Right? Why is there a bedika altogether? Why am I doing bedika? Right? So the Ran says, I'll tell you why you're doing the bedika. A bunch of reasons where Rashi might be right. First of all, who said you're going to do a bittel b'ril b'lev? B'lev shalim. Maybe a bittel not such a b'lev shalim. I don't want to give up all that whiskey. I don't want to give up all that great looking chametz. So you say the words, but you don't really mean it. So is that a valid bittel? Bittel means I nullify the chametz. It's not as if it's hefker, ratosa says later, whatever it is. Are you sincere? Right? Or another answer, the Ran says, maybe you'll do, I don't know if the Ran or one of the Rishonim says, maybe you'll do bittel. You'll do a sincere bittel 100%. 100%. And then on Pesach, you bump into this bottle of liquor. And you have a tremendous time for the liquor. So you have charata on the bittel. So good the bittel lasted. Yeah, you undo the bittel. So the only way you get out of that problem is to do bedika. You got to do bedika's chametz. You got to make sure there's nothing in the house. Why? These bunch of reasons why. Either the bittel won't be sincere, or you'll have charata on the bittel. The Ran gives another answer. The Ran says it's not true that midoraisa you can only do bittel. It was a choice. The Torah gave you a choice. You can do either one. You can do bedikas chametz or bittel chametz. We do both. Rashi says it, but I think Bedikah is better. Because if you do Bedikah, you get it out of the house. Bittel's in your head. And, you know, so for all these reasons, Rashi's not so wrong. Tosfos thought Rashi's wrong. And Tosfos says, why are you doing Bedikah's Chametz? And Tosfos, Venir Luri, I'll tell you why. Afagaf, Tetzagi, Bebittel, Ba'alma. Really, you can do Bittel. Hechmiru Chacham, Livdok Chametz, Ulevaro. The Chachamim made a gzira to do Bedikah's Chametz also. Shelo Yavo La'achlo. Shouldn't come to eat it. Which is really what Rashi was saying. Really saying the same thing. Right? You're not going to do Bedikah's Chametz at all. You're just going to do Bittel. So what kind of, imagine a world like that. Forget liquor. How about Cheerios? You're not doing Bedikah. So everything's staying around. So what kind of Pesach is that? You're going to do Bittel, but you're going to see the cookie and you're going to eat it. Why? Because you're so used to it. That's what it says. V'chein mashul l'kamon. The boy Rava, kikar b'shmi, korah. There's a kikar on top of the ledge, on top of the beam. You got to get it down from there. Why? I'll do Bittel. Yeah, but it'll fall right into your plate. Ooh, that looks good. And you'll eat it. You can't do that. Odilma zinan denafal v'asal mechle, it'll fall, you'll come to eat it. V'tam she'echmiru kan tfei mi b'shar isuri hana. Why are we so machmir over here by chametz rather than other isuri hana? Shalohot strichu levairam. There's no halacha to get rid of it. Mishum de chametz mutter kol hashana. You know why? Because chametz is mutter the whole year. Therefore, lo nesar rak b'pesach. It's only usar on Pesach. V'lo badili minei. People don't distance themselves from chametz the way they distance themselves from other things. K'damu l'kaman. It's not like basav b'chalav, which is never mutter. Or arla, which is never mutter. Arla is the fruit from the first 3 years. V'klaya kerem, or you plant a vineyard, something next to the vineyard. Sheisurim no against the rolam. They're always usar. That's always usar. Right? What the Sasemetz asks, with all due respect, I'm not sure what Tosas is talking about. There's a Mishnah in Temura that says that things that are usar bahana, like basar b'chalav, you cook milk and meat together. What do you do with that dish? What do you do with that dish? You made a mistake. You cook milk and meat together. Mamish together. What do you do with that dish? You can't give it to your neighbor, the guy. You can't even give it to the dog. You have to throw it in. You have to bury it or burn it. So what's Tosfos talking about? There's no other requirements except for chametz. It's not true. It's not true. He leaves the Pitzarachi and doesn't have an answer. You want to say it's not that you're not, you don't distance yourself from it because us of the whole year. That is true.
There's no
curse. What? No, Tosfos didn't mention anything about curse.
I know, but
that's a different thing. That's a different answer given by other people.
If you have a dish that you made
treif. Yeah. Treif or basa b'chalav?
Basa
b'chalav. You're not enough from it.
You don't have time. But you can't do anything in advance to prevent that.
I understand. That's not what Tosfos said. He said because you don't distance yourself from it. He did say that part. But then he said you don't find anywhere else you have to get rid of it. That part is not true. You don't find any other. It's true. You don't. The whole year, nobody eats basar b'chalav. People are careful. One time it happens, a mistake happened. Okay, so get bury it. But chametz, the whole year, you're eating chametz, eating bread the whole year. So you have to do much more actions to distance yourself from it because it's so common. Right? That part is true. No one's arguing that. He's just picking on the fact that Tosfos said there's no other place in the Torah we have to get rid of stuff. That's not true. That's not true at all. And then Tosfos says, what about the Nazir Nami? So what about a Nazir? A Nazir's not allowed to drink wine. There's no halacha. You have to do bedikas wine for a Nazir. The answer is, because Shari Lachrini. Other people can eat the wine in the house. You can't. So I should get rid of it for other people? What are you, a tyrant? Inami or Shani Chametz. Chametz is different. Sheyach miru ba Torah. Torah was machmir. Lavar ba yirah ba yamatzei. There's no halacha in the Torah. It's also to have basar b'chalav in your house. There's no halacha like that. It's also to have hana. There's no halacha. It's also to have it. No halacha like that. Chametz is also to amish to have it. You don't find that anywhere else. Hechmiru hachamim lidbok. The chamed halacha. You have to go search for it. Ulevaru to get rid of it. Afilu hecha debitlo. Even if you mavatal it. Even if you mavatal it, mishum dilma asi lemechel, he might come to eat it. Tosfos doesn't say, and you have curries also. He doesn't give that part. That's a third, the three reasons why chometz is so machmer. It's such a strict punishment, and it's so used to it, and it's so common. All these, Tosfos doesn't mention anything about kares. So interesting, he doesn't say that. You know? Okay. So, back to the Mishnah. Kol makom she'ein machnisin bo chometz, ein tzarech bedika. Any place where you don't bring chametz, you don't have to do a bedika. This is a halacha in the Mishnah that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If you don't bring chametz into a bathroom, you don't have to do bedikas. You can if you want to. You can do anything you want. No chiyuv. Why? No chametz there. Most people don't eat bread in the bathroom, right? So if you don't makom ein machnisin bo chametz, ein tzarech bedika. It's a halacha, a version. It's the first mission of the Masechta. Makom she'ein machnisin bo chametz, ein tzarech bedika. We'll get to this later, because the first daf is not going to be about Pesach at all. It's going to be about the word or. For the next 2 days, we'll be busy with the word or, what the word or means. We're not going to get to chametz and chametz till later in the week. So we can save what we're going to say till later. Anyway, ubame amru, and that which we said. Where did we say this? Ubame amru, and that which we said. Rashi says, lekamen b'masnisen, later in the Mishnah, right now, beis shuros b'martif, that you have to check two rows of the wine cellar. What does two rows mean? So, the machlokas between beis shammai and beis hillel, what exactly, which two rows? So I'm not even going to mention it now. The pictures, if there's pictures in the art scroll now. If not, there'll be pictures on Daf Ches, when we actually get to it. On Daf Ches is when the Gemara talks about what these two rows are. It's a machlokas between beis shammai and beis hillel. Why do you have to check the wine cellar? Because, makom shemachnisim b'chametz. It's a place where you bring in chametz. Why? As she says, everyone knows, sometimes you're going to, in the middle of the meal, you run out of wine, so tell one of the kids, even yourself, or even your wife, go get the wine, go get new wine. And he's holding something in his hand, the bread, and he goes down there, and he leaves it there, or he crumbs, whatever it is, not really crumbs. And so you have to check the wine cellar. You have to check the back of the wine cellar too? No. So, Beshame Omen Beis Shuras Al Padekal Amartef, two rows of the whole face of the whole wine cellar, whatever that means. And Beshil Omen Shte Shuras Hachitonos Shenel Yonos. The upper two, which are the outer two. Which two are those? We'll have the Machlokas of Davches. It's Machlokas, what this even means. So we'll wait till Davches, and then we'll talk about it there. Okay. So, my or. What does the word or mean? So, what do you mean, what does the word or mean? It says in the Torah, Vayi or. Means light, right? That's no question about that. So it doesn't mean or la arbasar, by the light of the 14th, or does it mean by the night of the 14th? Those are two options. Why would or mean night? That's a funny thing to say. I think we'll talk about that. So my or, Rav Huna Omer, negi. It means light. It means light. Rav Yehuda Omer, lele. It means night. We're going to have now 20 cases what the word or means. It's always the same issue. Does it mean light, or does it mean the zman of night? Or the zman of light? It's always going to be the word zman. Okay? Kasalka daitach, the Gemara thinks, demanda amar nigi, when he holds says light, nagi mamish, mamish light. Mamish light. Umanda amar lele, lele mamish, mamish night. They're arguing about when do you do bedikas chametz. If it's arla arba asar, means light, it means Erev Pesach in the morning. Any time Erev Pesach. When? The Gemara doesn't answer that question. Well, when is it? And if you hold night, it's the night before. Like what we do. So Meshvei. So we're going to bring up at least 20 cases. What's the story? And it says like this. It says that when the brothers came to Mitzrayim with Yosef, it says, Haboker Or. The Boker had Or. V'ha'anashim Shalchu. And the men went off. So what does it mean about boker or? Right? Alma, what do you see? Or, yimamahu. The word or means not light. It's a zman. It means day. Or means day. It's a zman. Right? So the Gemara says, no, I'm going to weasel out of this. Miksiv ha'or boker. Does it say ha'or boker? I guess which would imply day. Look, ha'boker or ksiv. It says ha'boker or. Ha'boker or. Which doesn't mean day, it's not a zman, it means light. Yeah, the morning came, it got bright, the sun came up. Right? Rashi says right here, hi or, this word or, Lav shem davarhu. It's not a noun. It doesn't mean a time. Shem davarhu translates as a noun. What it means is zman. It's not zman. I'm not talking about zman of zman, which means it's the daytime. No. Ela haboker ha'iheir. The morning, the horizon lit up. Fanashim shalchu, and then the men left. Kimanda amar b'tzafrat nahar. Like you say, in the morning, it gets light in the morning. So if I say to you, in the morning, it's light. Does that mean that the word light means morning? No. It's describing the morning. Ulufidarko limdecha hakasav derech eretz me'achi Yosef. And we learned another halacha from this from Yosef's brothers. Shem tinu ad sheheir mizrach. They didn't leave till it got morning. Kidderav Yehuda. Like Yehuda is going to say in a minute. Aval or shehu shem davar ein el laila. But the word or, talking about a zman, means night. So this is no raya. Some are going to be raya. This is not a raya. Kiman. I'm sorry. Yeah. Kiman d'amar tafra nahar. Like you say, in the morning, it's light. Does that mean that the word light means it was man? It's not a zman. It's describing the morning. Kedrev Yehuda, Amarav. Damar Yehuda, Amarav. Damar Yehuda, Amarav. La'olam yichaz adam b'chitov, v'yetze b'chitov. You should go into a city before it gets dark, and leave the city when it's light. Right? You shouldn't be traveling at night, basically. Okay. Meisvei, it's trying to bring another raya. It says like this. Uka'or boker, and in the light of the morning, Yizrach Shemesh, the sun will shine. Alma, what do you see? Or Yamamahu. Or is a zman? No, it's not true. Miksiv or boker? Does it say like that? Which maybe would mean zman. Uka or boker tziv. Vachi kamar. Uka or boker ba'olam azeh. And when the morning comes in this world, it's going to be as bright as for the tzaddikim in the next world. That's all. Also, that means it doesn't mean that or is a zman. So we don't have an answer.
I have a question.
Yeah.
They didn't know when they did the Bikur.
What? They did. They're just trying to exhaust all possibilities to leave it no stone unturned. You'll see why in a second. It's a good question. Meisvei. Another question. It says like this. Vayikra Elokim la'or yom. God called the or day. Alma or Yamamahu. You get a better riot than that. God called the or, he called the day. Which means, or means day. No, that's not what it means. Hachikamah, that's not what it means. What you learned in the first grade is not true. Not what it means. What it means is like this. Lemeir uba, to the light that's coming, karu yom. That he called day. That's, yeah. Elamayata, but if that's true, ulechoshech karu laila, and then it says that to the darkness Hashem called that night, lemachshech uba karu laila. To the night that's coming, he called night? It's not true. For Kaimalan says, Ad Tzitzikochav Mimamahu. Until Tzitzikochav, it's still day. Even though it's getting a little dark, that doesn't make any sense. El Hachi Kamar. Here's what it means. Koy Rachmana Lenahora. Hashem called over to the light. That's what it means. Hashem called over to the light. Upakde Amitzvasa Diyamama. And set it as a commandment over the day. Ukroy Rachmana Lechosha. And Hashem called over darkness and said to darkness, hey, darkness. I'm putting you in charge. Your command is to reign at night. But it doesn't mean that it's the zman of day and the zman of night. It's describing what they're going to be functioning as, day and night. And some say it means, the word mitzvah here means mitzvah you do by day and mitzvah you do at night. Because sometimes there's no mitzvah to eat matzah by day. Right? There's no mitzvah to shake a little at night. Some mitzvahs are only one. Something means that. Something doesn't mean that. It just means you're commanded to only shine by day, which is why there's no such thing as the sun by night. No such thing. And by the same token, during the day, it's not dark. Okay. Yeah. May say I have another try. It says, say this every morning. Halluhu, I praise kol kol chveor, all the light of the stars. Alma, what do you see? Urtahu, or means night. Because you only see stars at night. So I'm praising the light of the stars. It's only at night. Hachi kamar. No, you're reading it wrong. Here's how it should be read, this pasuk. Haluhu kol kochavim. I'm praising all the stars. Hami'irim. That give off light. It doesn't mean that or means night. No, they give off light. It's el mayata, if that's true. So kochavim hami'irim hu debay shivuche. Sheinaman here me'irin ain't lo boy shivuchi. What, then the ones that don't give off light, I'm not going to praise? I'm only praising the ones that I give off light. I'm not going to praise the ones that don't give off light. But it says, Haluhu kol tzva'av. I'm praising all the hosts too, even if I don't see them. El ha'kamash malon, the or kochavim nami orhu. Now, all the pasuk was saying was that or kochavim is also considered or, has a status of or. L'may nafkamina regarding what? L'no der mina or. What if someone says, I'm not going to have any hanar from light? I'm making a neder from light. So can you go out to the stars and get hanar? Or not? Ditnan, because we learned, the tzlach says that this word ditnan, it shouldn't be here. The word ditanya also shouldn't be here. There's no halacha that says this. It's only here for this memra. Hanodim and ha'ar, if someone says, I'm making a neder not to have any light, also ba'om shekel chavim, you can't have light from stars either. There's no memra that says that. The Gemara threw it in here to support the idea, because we don't want to say that, we didn't take a stand about what or means. So it means the light of stars. The light of stars. The light of stars. Yeah, has such a thing that even stars give off light. You would think they don't. So faint? No, they give off light. And if someone wants to make a neder, not to have any enough from stars, it's a neder chal. You can't have enough from stars. You make a neder, not going to have enough from light. You can't have light. You can't have enough from the light of the stars. Okay. Okay. Meisvei. It says, the pasuk says like this: La'or yakim rotzeach yaktil ani ve'evyon. In the or, in the when it's light, then the murderer is loose to kill the ani. Ubalila, but at night, yehei kiganov. At night, it acts like a ganov. The murderer like a ganov. At night, you do sneaky things. In the day, you open. At night, it's sneaky things. Hamidika amar ubalila yehei kiganov. Since it says ubalila, and at night you're like a ganav, or yumamahu. So the contrast, it said or yumamahu, or must be day. What does it say? What did it say? It says ula or. In the or time, you get up and kill the murderers, and at night you sneak around. So the word or must mean day, right? It must mean day. So the Gemara says no. Hachi kamar. Here's what it means. What it means is as follows. E pshitalach milsa. If something is as clear to you, kinahora, like the day, da'anafashos kasi, that someone's coming to you with murderous intent, rotzeyahu, then he's a murderer, v'nitein la'atzila b'nafsho, and then you can kill him to preempt him killing you. What is that? Anytime someone comes into your house to rob your house, he's coming for blood. Nobody robs a house, and doesn't think to himself, this could end in someone dying. They could end like that. So if it's clear to you that that's the story, then you can take action. However, vi misabdullah milsa, if you're not so sure, kalayla, like the night where you really can't see things, yi beinecha kaganav, then you have to treat him like a ganav, and you can't kill him. And who's that? Only Rashi says one person. A father robbing from a son. A father robbing from a son, it's not so clear the father's going to kill the son. Just because he's robbing him, it's not so clear. Right? That's a famous the pasuk in Mishpatim. Not so clear that's going to happen. Then you can't kill the father. He's robbing me? Yeah, he's not going to kill you. Or there's certainly a suffix about that. So you can't kill him. That's what that pasuk means. It has nothing to do with night and day. Meisvei, shall we another raya? It says, Yichashchu, I think means, what did I write here? Yichashchu means to duck? Oh, the dusk. Yichashchu. At dusk, Kochvei Nishvo, the stars, Yikav L'or V'ayin. At dusk, the stars of the night, you can look at them, and you don't see them. Not so clear at dusk. V'al Yireb Afapai Shachar. And don't look at the eyelids of the morning. Whatever that pasuk means. Now, mitkama yikav la'or v'ayin. It says you're going to try to see the light and you can't see it. Alma or yumamahu. So you see that or means day. Because it's contrasting again to the night. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam milat hu dekalayat le'iov le'mazle. No, Eov was just cursing his fate, his life, his mazel. How bad his life is. Amar, he said, Yehi Rava, Hashem, my will is, Dilitzafye Hachgavra Lenahura, I wish I could see light. I wish I could have some light in my life. V'lo lishchegei. Shouldn't be all bad, all dark. That's all he meant to say. It's not a raya one way or the other. Meisrei, another raya. It says, V'omer ach choshech yishufeni. The choshech covered me. V'layla or badeni. And the layla or surrounded me. Alma or yamamahu. So or means day. No. Hasam hachi kamar. David. Ani amarti, I said, ach choshech yishufeni lo maba, that the choshech surrounds me in olam haba, shehu dome layom, which is like the day. Achshav ha'olam hazeh, shedome layla, but olam hazeh is like compared to the night, or ba'adeni. The or is ba'adeni. Right? Lights up for me. Okay? So far, how many cases did we have? A lot. And we haven't proven one way or the other. Now, that was all psukim. Everything was a pasuk. Now we're going to start going off to brises and mishnas, and now we're going to have answers. What does or mean? Meishvei. Later in the Masechta, the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bodkin or la'arba asar. You do bedikas chametz or la'arba asar. What's or la'arba asar? We don't know. What if he didn't? What if he forgot? What does the next one say? Uba arba asar shachris. Then do it in the morning. Stop right there. Obviously, or means the night before. If he didn't do the or, do it in shachris. So obviously, what else could it mean? Right? Uba shas abiyur. Or do it later when you're going to burn the chametz. Now, medikam Rabbi Yehuda bodkin or larba asar uba arba asar shachris alma or tohu. Our or must mean night. Shema mina. That's exactly right. Or means night. Even though we just proved that or means night, the Gemara still goes at it. And that's what Josh was asking before. I think the Gemara wants to leave no stone unturned, because Rav Huna said that or means light. Now, or does mean light. Right? But he or means light. So why did the Mishnah use a, or the word or? The Gemara's going to answer that tomorrow. But until we get to that answer, the Gemara's going to keep on going. We just proved that or has to be night. It can't mean anything else. We're going to keep Meisvei. What about another Shaila? Meisvei. This is a little bit of a hard sugya. So it says later on Daf Nun, the following story. There was a minhag not to do malacha on Erev Pesach. A minhag, not a halacha, a minhag. When did that minhag begin? The night before? In the morning? Chatzos? When did this minhag of not doing malacha on Erev Pesach, when did it start? So the mission is like this. Me'emesai. From when does it start? Me'emesai arba asar b'siyas malacha. From when can you not do malacha on Erev Pesach? When? A minute. When? So, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mishas Ha'or. Whenever the or is. Whatever that means, the or. What does that mean? I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishas Netzachama. From Netzachama. What's Netzachama? Sunrise. Right? So, from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said or, and Rabbi Yehuda says netachama, what does or mean? What does or mean? It must mean the night before. What else could it mean? If or means the morning, he already said that, so Rabbi Yehuda said that. Rabbi Yehuda said netachama. So the or, you hear this part? The or must mean the night before. What else could it mean? But the Mishnah there, or the Brisa there, in Daf Nun, keeps on going. So, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Lor Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says to Rabbi Yehuda, V'chi heichon matzinu yom, shemiksasu aser b'siyas malacha, u miksasu muta b'siyas malacha. What do you mean, Tzalim? What do you mean in the morning? Where do you ever find such a thing where a day is split in half? Half the day you can do malacha, half the day you can't do malacha. The whole night you can do malacha. Wake up in the morning you can't do malacha. Where do you find such a thing? Gemara's answer that question. Where do you find such a thing? Where do you find such a thing? End of story. Oh, Omar Lay, he answered back, what are you talking about? Who wants no yuchiach? Erev Pesach itself is such a thing. Shemiksasa mutta bachilas chametz, shemiksasa asa bachilas chametz. Half day you're allowed to eat chametz, in the morning, and half day not allowed to eat chametz. What's his bikasha about working? What's his bikasha? How kasha is that? Now, that's the end of story. Midika Omar, Rabbi Yehuda. Mishas Netzachama, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said that the malacha on Erev Pesach starts at Netach Amma, which is the morning, Alma, or the Ka'amar of Elazar ben Yaakov, or Tuhu. The or that he said, no, you can't do malacha from the or, must mean the night before. What else could it mean? Lo, it doesn't mean the night before. What does it mean? My or, Amud HaShachar. It means the dawn, which is before Netach Amma. How much before Netach Amma is it? I don't know. And you have to ask the Zmanim experts. People know Shkia very well. The dawn, the early morning, they don't know what's dawn as opposed to Netach Amma. I don't know. Okay? So, in other words, what are you telling me now? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says you can't do malacha from dawn. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't do malacha from Netach Amma, which is a little later. Half hour later, 40 minutes, 36 minutes, whatever it is. So, one second. If that's the case, Ihachi Maika Amale. What did he ask? If he holds also you can't do malacha from the morning, he was telling his buddy Rabbi Yehuda, how could you hold? Well, you ever find such a case where you've slipped a day and a half? What kind of question was that? He holds the same thing. Ihachi Tika Amale. He said to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, said to Rabbi Yehuda, Heichen Matzino Yom Shemaksas Mutter Batias Malacha Matzias Asim Matzias Malacha, name Ihu Nafshe. He holds the same thing. Ha'ika Laila Tikashari Elazar ben Yaakov. The night before, he allows you to do Malacha. It's true that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is more consistent in the sense that he holds the night yes, the day no. Rabbi Yehuda is a funny Shita, because he holds even a little bit in the morning, you could also do Malacha. You could also do Malacha, yeah, till Netach Amma. A little bit you can. A little bit more inconsistent, but not too much. So Hachi Kamar, here's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's answer. Bishlam alididi, according to me, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, I hold you can't do malacha from dawn. Ashkechatna, ashkechina de kapalig rabbanim ben yirama lalaila. There's precedent for that. What's precedent? Fast days. Ditnan, gabi tainis sibor, by a tainis. Ad masai ochel v'shor. Say, when can you eat? Until dawn. Which is what we hold like. People always ask, when's the fast start? It starts at 6:02. What's that number? Is that? That's dawn. So there's such a precedent for that. That the night you can eat, the whole night you can eat. The dawn you can't. Once dawn comes, you can't eat. Divrei Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon Omer, I'd cross together. Fine, at a different time, fine. El Yidach, but according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, the day itself is split. When you wake up in the morning, from dawn till nates, you could still do malacha. Then when nates comes, you have to stop. Where do you even find that? Don't halacha like that. So Amalei, who asked more yachiyach? He answered back, what do you mean? Erev Pesach itself is like a funny thing. Part of the day I'm allowed to eat chametz, and part of the night I'm not allowed to eat chametz. Right? 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 By the way, so the Pnei Yeshua says, why do you have to come to Tainus? What about shofar? Not only hear shofar at night. You can't hear shofar at night. You can't shake a lulav at night. When can you do that? Netach Amma. So you also find that by shofar and lulav. Why do you bring fast days? So Pnei Yeshua says, because you want to show things that are awesome. Things you can't do. You have to stop eating at Netach Amma. You find a mammal like that? That's why they brought it after fasting. Anyway, so Shemekshaso Muta Bechilas Chametz, and Mekshaso Asa Bechilas Chametz. So Shaper Kaamale Rabbi Yehuda Lo Belzer Ben Yaakov. It's a good taina. Erev Pesach itself is split in half. So Hachi Kaamale Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer will answer that. That's not a good taina. Amina Lach Ana Malacha De Rabbanan. I'm talking about, when did the rabbis ever make a rule that splits the day in half? There's no such thing. Fast days? Morning, yes, and not in the day, not in the night, yes, you can eat in the day, not. When do you ever find a place where the rabbis made a rule, you can, part of the day is also okay to anything? No such thing. So why on earth would the big gzira, you're not allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach, starts at dawn? It starts at Netach Amma. What? Where do you ever find the rabbana made a gzira that starts in the middle of the day? It's the beginning of the day, but it's part, the day already started. The day starts at dawn. Where do you ever find such a thing? Erev Pesach? Because half day you can eat chametz, and half day you can't eat chametz? Hashem did that. Everybody didn't do that. God did that. Right? Atamartali chametz? Daraisa? That hacha asur rachmana, vanacha shara rachmana. Till here, the Torah said you're allowed to eat chametz, and after that, the Torah said you can't eat chametz. Why? Go ask Hashem why. You didn't find a din derabanan that it started the days and split in half. A fast day? Not true. First day started at dawn. You never find such a thing. It's the only case.
What type of raya is that?
What do you mean?
The raya is, it was never done. Maybe this is where it was done.
So why would the rabbanan do that? Why would the rabbanan make a gzeira that the only place they ever made a rule that the day splits in half is by Erev Pesach Malacha? Why? By fast days they don't do it. But any din derabanan, no one does it. What about chametz? Chametz Hashem did that. So you can't kash on Hashem.
One second, maybe not, because the break, stopping the eating earlier on, it may be just to differentiate.
Oh, so the Gemara is going to say it right now. V'idach, and the answer back is, shows the Rabbanon, well, the rabbis made up that you have to stop eating earlier on Erev Pesach, that they did. So you see, there's a model for that. Torah says you can't eat to chatzos. Nobody in this room ever ate chametz past the fourth or fifth hour. They don't wait till chatzos. Why not? Because the rabbis made it earlier. So you see, the rabbis are busy with half days. That's a good answer. V'edach, he'll say back, hachaka hu da'ar rachmana, lo da'araisa. That's just a hachaka that you shouldn't be over a da'araisa. Right? I don't want anyone to get it on a cloudy day. They're not going to be sure when chatzos is. I don't want any mistakes. I'm going to make it 1 hour early, 2 hours early. We're going to get to that next week. Right? Rashi says, right? Shows the rabbanon. Levad Isser Shel Torah, besides the Torah's Isser of eating chametz in Erev Pesach, that starts at Chatzos, Shehi Mamish, Shehi Mishay Shows Umayla, that's from 6 hours and on, Kedila Kaman, Hosifu Chacham Shtei Shows. For one, they added on 2 hours. They added on 2 hours before, right? Kedidnan, Ochlin Kol Arba, the 4th hour you could eat. Tolin Kol Chamesh, Vesafim Tchila Shesh. Everyone knows this halacha. Right, everyone looks in the calendar. When's the last time to eat chametz? It says 10:06. When 10:06? What's 10:06? That's not chatzos. No, it's earlier. Why is it earlier? Because of this halacha. We don't want to make a mistake.
You do the same thing by Shabbos. You do the same thing by Kabbalah. You do the same thing by lots of things.
That what?
You bring it up a little to make sure you don't have chametz.
Correct. Right. One second. Let's finish Rashi. Hare lecha b'shel devrehem. Shtei shows osros v'arba rishonos lo asu. They only asked it 2 hours. The first 4 hours, they let it go. They didn't make a gzera, you can't eat chametz on Erev Pesach at all, atu chatzos. They didn't make such a gzera. Why not? So one of the Achronim says, because nobody's going to make a mistake from morning till chatzos. Nobody does that. It's too big of a time lapse to make a mistake like that. You don't have to be so harsh. You can't eat chametz the whole Erev Pesach. No one made a gzera like that. Why not? You don't have to. 2 hours, make a gzera, 2 hours. Why? You can make a mistake about the sun, when exactly chatzos is. Cloudy day, you're not such an expert, they didn't have clocks, right? All the reasons. Right? Then the next Rashi says, V'idach, hahu, lo dami lahacha. You can't compare being busy with 2 hours to being busy with the whole day. You can't compare the two. Da'archaka chamesh, v'sarfet, da'archaka avid rabbanu l'daraisa. The rabbanu made a harchaka. Harchaka means you have to stop earlier. Why? Mishum yom ha'ma'unan, for a cloudy day, when you're not going to want katzosis. U'bnei adam she'enem b'kiyim b'shaos. Not everyone's an expert in what hour it is. So what time is it? You don't know? No, I don't know. How am I supposed to know? Right? V'yitu bein sheish l'shava. They're going to make a mistake. Avol be'isr zeh, but the malachan erev Pesach, kula rabbanan. The whole thing, the rabbis made up the whole thing. Right? Achar shegazru isr koleom gozru. So they made a gzera for the whole day, or not the whole day. So that's the machlokas. Does it start from dawn? Or does it start from
Alos
or Nates?
Make it from dawn because you need more time.
No, it's a magzera of malach on Erev Pesach. Because so busy, don't go to work on Erev Pesach. Yeah, but I got to take care of one thing in the morning. One thing in the morning, you can take care of it. Or says, no, you can't even take care of one thing in the morning. Stop ready when you wake up. Dawn already, you have to stop. The other one says, no, you can't. So a few things in the morning you can take care of before Nate's, as long as it's not Nate's yet. That's what they're arguing about. The point is, all this discussion does not have any bearing on whether or not the word or means night or day. It has no bearing. It could very well mean day. And what does it mean? It means dawn. And the whole machlok is dawn, what time you stop it for doing malacha, dawn or nates. Okay, we have another minute. Meisvei, there's another brisa that says like this. They used to light torches on the mountaintops to to let people know, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh tonight. Right? So the Mishnah says, the Braisa says in the Braisa, Ein Masin Masos El HaLachodesh Shenira Bizmano. They only did this for a month that was Bizman. What does Bizman mean? Bizman means that the 30th day is day one. Rosh Chodesh can only fall out on 2 days. Either day 30 is day one, or day 30 is day 30, and then day 31 becomes day one. There's no such thing in Jewish law, Jewish calendar, where a month has 31 days. Unlike the non-Jewish calendar, where months do have 31 days. No such thing. So Bizman means the 30th day. Why is that called Bizman? Because it's our first opportunity that it could be Rosh Chodesh. A month has to have at least 29 days also. 29th day can never be Rosh Chodesh. Either the 30th or the 31st, right? So the Bizman means the 30th because it's the first day it's possible. So anyway, Ein Masir Masos El HaChodesh Nir Bizmano. They would only light these torches for the 30th day. If it was the 31st day, no torches were lit. By default it's Rosh Chodesh. No other day could be Rosh Chodesh by default. So they only lit the torches on the 30th. I'll let people know today's Rosh Chodesh, it's not going to be tomorrow. Lakacho, right? The Emesai, Masi and Masos. When did they light these torches? When did they light them? L'or Iburo. At the or of the Ibor. Meaning, what is that? Alma or Urtahu. Or must mean light. Must mean night. You don't like torches by day. Who can see them? Shmamina. Another raya, in case you don't like the first one. Another raya that or has to mean night. Which is what it does mean. One more line. Meisve, there's a brayse that says like this. Hayomid kol halayla u'makriv halam mizbeach. If you're up all night, the Kohen's up all night, he's being makriv karbonos li'ora. Li'ora. Right? What's li'ora mean? It sounds like it means till the morning. You're up all night, busy all night with karbonos. You can't be makriv karbonos at night. You can burn the fats. It's busy all night burning fats. The whole night. Li'ora. All the way till the hour. So in the morning, you got to wash your hands and feet again. Why? A new day. So what do you see from here? That the word or means yom. Because you're up the whole night till the aura. So Gemara says, no. Aura shining. The word aura is not or, it's different, doesn't mean that. That's not a raya. So far we have two rayas that or means night. That's how we're going to paskin or means night. We're going to keep on going tomorrow. We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.